Did you get any other things in cloth sarongs, maybe a long time ago, that you don't know?
Well, we get the meal in cloth sacks.
We used to get feed in cloth sarongs that we used to make clothes out of, prep sacks.
Yeah, I've had some clothes made from those. Mm-hmm. I remember those.
We had, used to make lots of clothes out of feed sacks.
What would you call it? This kind of bag or sack that potatoes are shipped in, a rough
wrap or toe sack.
And then what term would you use for, if you're carrying wood for the fireplace, the amount of wood you carry in your arms would be a
arm load.
And then would you have a term you'd use for the quantity of, say, corn you might take to the mill at one time?
Bushel. Half bushel or peck.
Mm-hmm.
Most everybody didn't go to the mill with less than a bushel load. This meant going oftener if you took less, and most everybody took as much as a bushel.
Okay, when the light burns out in an electric lamp, you should put in a new
bulb.
Okay, if you carry the washing out to hang it on the line, you carry it out in a
wash basket or laundry basket.
What do nails come in?
Well, they used to come in kegs. Yes. Now they come in pasteboard boxes.
And I'd say a barrel or a keg. What are those things that run around the barrel?
Hoops.
Yeah, and they hold the
staves.
What would you put in the top of a bottle to close it?
Stopper. Cork.
Okay. And what is the musical instrument you play with your mouth?
Harp.
The other terms that people might have used
around mouth organ.
And there's another kind of instrument you hold between your teeth and poo.
Juice harp.
Again, are there any other terms that would use for that?
I've never heard it called that.
Okay, what do you call the long wooden piece between horses?
Tongue. Wagon tongue.
And what would you pound nails with?
Hammer.
Okay, if you got a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the
shafts.
Okay, on a wagon wheel, what is the steel outside?
The wagon tire.
And then, okay, you got a horse hitched to a wagon. What do you call the bar of wood the traces are fastened to?
Double tree. And single tree.
What's the difference between those?
The double tree is the one that goes plumb across. Okay. And the single tree is one that's behind each. The single tree fastens onto the double tree. And the horse's chains is each, two chains fastened to each single tree, and then the single tree is fastened to the double tree.
Okay, if a man had a wood in his wagon, he was driving along, you say he was doing what? He was